On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg and Polokwane today up to 24 degrees. Pretoria, a high of 25.
Queuing traffic in Parktown on the M1 northbound towards Oxford Road.
It's all eyes on the Proteas in your sport. This morning, the men's team coast to a 55-run win over Pakistan in the first of three T20s. And the women go in search of a historic first ever showing in a World Cup final when they face the mighty England later today.
We start with yesterday's shootout between police and suspected robbers on the R55 near Raslow. 8 suspects were arrested, one of them wounded in the shooting. Gauteng police say the gang robbed a store in Sunderland Ridge. Security and police then traced the truck leading to the shooting. 2 firearms were also recovered on the scene. The Madlanga Commission of Inquiry has heard of irregularities in the handling of firearms linked to the murder last year of Vereniging engineer Armand Swart. Captain Solomon Modisani told the public hearing yesterday that the guns seized in Bramley from suspects in Swart's murder later emerged to have already been taken in as evidence by police. However, these firearms were never entered into the official SAPS register. According to the Jacaranda FM news team covering this story, Modisani testified yesterday that the firearms were compared in December last year with the exhibits of 3 other murder cases, including that of DJ Somebody. Looking at international news, the whole of Jamaica has been declared a disaster after Hurricane Melissa made landfall last night as one of the most powerful hurricanes ever. It lashed Jamaica with brutal winds of up to 300 kilometers per hour and torrential rain. Officials say roads across the Paradise Holiday Island are either underwater or destroyed. It's not clear yet how many people were killed, injured, or are still missing. Melissa is now heading towards Cuba. And for everyone writing exams today, just know it could have been worse. In Australia, it's been a case of they came, they saw, and they squandered a year's worth of lessons on Roman history. High school students in the Australian state of Queensland were left stunned when they realised they've been studying the wrong Roman ruler, and that penny dropped only when they sat down for their year-end exams. Oh. The 140 students from 9 high schools studied about Augustus Caesar, the adopted son of Julius, when they should have studied Julius Caesar himself. Education officials are now looking at ways to ensure that the fiasco doesn't ruin the students' grades. I'm Khadija D'Souza. More about the headline stories of the morning, it's at jacarandafm.com. Click on news.
And here in South Africa, it's English today, is it?
It is. English paper one. Ooh. And then there's also obviously things like Tamil and Hindi and the other languages as well.
Language day.
Mm-hmm.
Sterkte amal. Ons dink aan julle. Remember, if there's a song that you want to dedicate to your class, to your fellow pupils, you can start the dedication by saying "my fellow pupils,"
like Caesar himself.
Yeah, make it official like that. 0848500942, or it's easier on social media. You can just hook us up there. It's a Wednesday, which means I have to get the angels together to see if we can make a difference in someone's life. Very special story this morning. Ek deel dit met jou 'n bietjie later. Nou praat ons oor dinge wat kinders verloor. Things that kids lose at school. What are the top lost things in the lost and found? And also, what's your cutoff as a parent? That story about this kid losing something 9 times. Oh, is that being nice or too patient? Or have you taught them the wrong kind of habit here? What's happening? Let's see how I'm mad about you.
A little bit. Don't worry, we noticed.
Parenting. So important. 0848500942. I'm not going to stir, I promise.
Ah,
no rage baiting. I promise you that. That's